you live your passion and stuff happens. You know, I certainly didn't plan on becoming a photographer that anybody would think was of any interest, nor did I think anybody would be particularly interested in my music. It's just things that come as naturally as breathing. I have to do them. I've always got a camera in my hands, or I'm always plinking around on the piano, and you know, when you're following your passion, that's when things start happening for you, I think.
Debbie Center is living her passions in Nevis, Minnesota. She's got an eye for photography, an ear for music, and a love of nature. We connected recently and discussed her artistic journey and how the lakes of northern Minnesota have influenced her creative path.
I think I'll start with musician because that came first. My dad was actually a child prodigy musician, violinist, who started touring when he was only 5 years old. And he grew up touring, you know, the United States and playing the violin, and eventually went on to be in various symphonies. So that was, of course, the biggest musical influence in my life.
5 years old?
Yeah, 5 years old.
Where was he living when that started? I know well not focusing on him, but that's fascinating.
No, thanks. Yeah, he was actually living in Atlanta, and he got a chance to do a private concert for Yehudi Menuhin, who was a very famous concert violinist at the time. This was in, oh gosh, the 1930s? That would be right. Yeah, about 1931, something like that. And so he got to play this private concert for Yehudi Menuhin, who then told my grandparents, you need to pack up your family and move to New York for this kid to begin his formalized training. And so they did. They packed up everybody. Dad was the youngest of five boys, I believe it was. And they packed up the family and moved to New York and got him Juilliard teachers when he was 5 years old. So he was just an amazing guy.
Wow. And he continued playing his violin through your whole life, I would imagine.
He did. Yep. He was with the Navy for 22 years, and he was the concertmaster of a Navy band and orchestra while he was serving in the Navy. And then he retired in 68, and our family moved from Washington, D.C. to Colorado for him to be the principal second violinist of the Denver Symphony. Unfortunately, he died when I was only 14. He was 51 and had a heart attack.
Yeah.
So, but boy, he crammed an awful lot in those 51 years.
No,
pretty
okay.
Amazing man.
His name?
Hi Shulman. It was Shulman.
What a piece of history.
Yeah, it really is. But Dad, he kind of felt like, though, that he missed out on a childhood. You know, I mean, when you start work at five, that's easy to understand. So when we started showing interest in music, I can remember Dad saying, no lessons until you're seven. That, you know, before that, go be a kid, go color, go do whatever it is that means being a kid. And so when I was seven, then I finally got to start my piano lessons and you know, was taking lessons until I was about 14, when I was the typical teenager that didn't want to do that anymore because I was oh so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I quit my piano lessons and then kind of picked it up again in college, just sort of mostly self-taught from there. Not too long before we left Colorado, I started kind of fooling around with writing piano music. It was something I'd always dreamed of doing but just kind of never pursued. And finally started to do that and wrote more and more pieces. I created a music program based on an instrument called a zither, which is like a little triangular shaped instrument. It's got 15 strings, and you slip my sheet music right under the strings, and the notes are kind of like connect the dots. It shows you which strings to pluck in what order. So anybody can immediately play beautiful music. And that's honestly my main income, is writing books of music for these little zithers. And those are selling all over the world.
My daughter has a zither. No,
oh
I'm
yeah,
not
it's not
kidding.
Easy to say, is it?
No. But, you know, and we have a stack of music that's similar to what you're just saying. You know, it shows her where to pluck. But
yeah.
Boy, now I know what it. Now I have a new supplier.
Exactly, you got it. Yeah, check out worldofharmonymusic.com. And you'll see I've got 8 books of music there, plus I've got hundreds of downloadable single sheets.
Okay.
And then I've also got a lot of pieces that are currently under copyright, and that is through a program on Sheet Music Plus called Arrange Me, where they've obtained licensing for thousands of pieces of music, and then people like me can actually do arrangements for whatever instrument we want and publish them on Sheet Music Plus, and then they give, you know, the royalties to the copyright owners, and then part of the cut goes to the arranger. So it's a really slick program. So I've got several pieces arranged for both piano and zither that are through Sheet Music Plus. Yeah, but you can see those on my World of Harmony site, too. That'll just, you know, they'll show you the pieces, and then if you want to learn more, then it links you back to Sheet Music Plus where you can see them.
That's Debbie Center, the daughter of a violin prodigy. It is not surprising she has a natural knack for music, playing music and composing it. But it was the raw, natural beauty of northern Minnesota that brought out her talents as a photographer.
In 2003, I started becoming just a summer resident here in Nevis and fell in love with the area, the community, lake life, you know, small town life, the whole thing. The rest of the year, I was living in Littleton, and that's where we were raising our children. And from the time I was 7 until almost 5 years ago, I lived in Colorado, but fell in love with Minnesota and all the beauty here. And when I moved to Minnesota, I started getting more into photography. You know, Colorado is absolutely beautiful. There's no doubt about it. But I really wasn't into photography then. I don't know why. It just wasn't something I paid much attention to. And then when I started spending my summers here, you know, in 2003 and started to capture the beauty here, this place just got to me, you know, in a way that Colorado never did. It's just the lake life and the beauty of it is just amazing to me. The water is absolutely my holy place, if you will. I mean, I just to be out in my kayak, you know, there's a channel that goes from our lake into the next lake. We're on a whole chain of lakes. And to be in this little channel in between the lakes, you know, the bald eagles are nesting in there and the loons are nesting. And it's just, it's an incredible place to just go and relax and, you know, and photograph everything and be with nature.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I started taking a lot of pictures and then I started throwing them on Facebook and then people started asking if they could get prints of them, and I just sort of poo-pooed the idea. I thought, oh, that's just silly. These are just little snapshots, you know. And then when the local bookstore in Park Rapids, Beagle Books, they said, no, really, when are you going to do something with this? Because we want to be your exclusive retailer for your photography. And so that kind of got my attention. I thought, well, okay, maybe I can do something with this. So I figured out how to do note cards with my photography, and that was, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, something like that. And Beagle has been nice enough to carry my note cards ever since.
It's interesting how lake living has really fed your passions.
Absolutely, yes. Not only fed it, but made me discover it in the first place. Lake life has inspired most of the piano music that I've written, too. A lot of the pieces, I'm echoing the calls of the loons and the loons that I actually recorded here on our lake here in Nevis. Mm-hmm. And then I'm echoing their call with the piano. I notice that the loons and the chickadees sing in very consistent pitches. It's really interesting. I started recording them and realized the pitches could be counted on. And so I went inside and I found those pitches on the piano and wrote music, you know, accordingly.
Mm.
So I've got a piece called, or Song of the Northwoods Chickadees, and that one is echoing their call, as well as the Dance of the Loons that you did here that echoes
yeah.
both the whale call and the tremolo for the loons.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's neat to just be out on the lake and listen to all those sounds and then incorporate that into my music.
That is Debbie Center. You can find her nature photography at Beagle Books in Park Rapids, and you can also see her work if you visit the KAXE-KBXE Season Watch page on Facebook. She's a regular contributor there. And you can listen to and order her compositions for both the piano and the zither at worldofharmonymusic.com.
Yeah, these are things that I really was not doing until Lake Life came along.
I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.